The number of museums in the UK is shrinking, and there'll be even fewer in the future. The Museums Association annual cut survey shows 18% of museums have closed a part or a branch in the past year, or plan to do so this year. 44 museums have closed across the country in the last 6 years, and one in five say they either have or will introduce entrance fees. Here's our arts reporter, Marilyn Rust.
Get comfy, and we're doing our animal theme today, so we've got lots of robins on show.
At Derby Museum and Art Gallery, toddlers are making birds inspired by the exhibits.
Crafty, sticking and gluing.
It's mine, picture of a birdie.
We've got works of art by Benjamin West, John Singer Sargent, Jacob Epstein, Lowry. It was gifted.
Chief Executive Tony Butler shows me round. Derby Museum Service is run as a trust, but still relies on local authority funding.
Since 2015, we've seen reductions of around 32% of funding from our local authority. That's had a big impact. We use our sites more for commercial activity, really tried to major on donations and fundraising. But fundamentally, that's not going to replace further loss of public subsidy. What our local authority are telling us in their budget for 2018-19 is that all of the subsidy that we get from our local council will come to an end. It makes the business unviable.
The reality is councils have got tough decisions. There's only so much money and there's lots of very worthy causes pressing on them.
I have adopted children. I'd be the last person to suggest that you should take money from children and young people's services and, you know, put them into museums. But I don't think we should be viewing this as an either or. We hope that through conversations with our local authority, with government, we can find a way to sustain these organisations.
He's trying to stay positive, but over in Lancashire, the picture is bleak. In an effort to save £65 million over the next 2 years, the local authority is cutting non-essential services. Among the proposals is the closure of five museums by the end of March, including Queen Street and Helmshaw Mill Museums, both featured in the King's Speech, and the BBC adaptation of Elizabeth Gaskell's novel about life in a mill town, North and South.
You know, this mill works almost better than I do.
Sarah Hardy is campaigning for more time to find alternative ways of keeping the working museums open. Her online petition has been signed by just under 9,000 people.
As someone very concisely put it on the petition, what is a mill town without its mills? In the mid-19th century, there were over 400,000 of these mills in the Lancashire area, and now we've got two left. It's not fair to take that away from local people whose ancestors were a massive part of our international industrial heritage. If children can't see their past, then how are they ever going to know it existed, and how are you going to ask them to be interested in it?
In a statement, Lancashire County Council told me it was in a very challenging financial situation and services for the most vulnerable had to be prioritised. The council is seeking alternative ways to keep the museums open, but if nothing suitable is found, the buildings and collections will be mothballed. Closures have also been recently announced in Durham, Dudley and Leicestershire. But Councillor Ian Stevens, the Local Government Association's culture spokesman, says it's unfair to blame councils.
Local authorities have taken a big pounding over the last few years and still delivered services. It's now come to the point that efficiency savings won't be enough. Local authority museums will be under threat, and that's sad. We look to our membership to work smarter to assist the evolving culture and heritage offer.
And then I've got the penny against the granite.
The copper penny.
Working with local schools to complement the curriculum helps engage young minds and keep visitor numbers up in Derby. But in the light of today's survey, Museums Association Director Sharon Heal predicts more closures in 2016, meaning people outside the capital will struggle to access museums.
London is a cultural capital. It's bound to have more investment than other areas. But I think there's a real danger, actually, that the government is seen as a patron of the arts in London and as a Philistine in the regions if it doesn't do something urgently about the regional museum funding cuts.
Back in Derby, Tony Butler takes me outside to look at a statue.
Who is this fine fellow we're looking at?
So this is Michael Thomas Bass, MP for Derby from 1848 to 1883. He was also a member of the family that ran the Bass Brewing Company. He gave money for the original building of the museum and art gallery here and for the Arboretum, which was, I think, the world's first public park. But over his lifetime, he gave about £80,000 of his own money. And that roughly translates to about £8.1 million. So we need, you know, the Michael Thomas Basses of today.